Earth, the sky, and the world around Earth. But the physical expression of the attitude that you're trying to cultivate. The posture is a physical expression of the qualities you're trying to cultivate as best we can manage it. So love, compassion, and awareness. So we'll just have a kind of open set. You can do what you feel appropriate for you to do at this point in the trip. For some reason, I can't quite resist. I used to be insisting. So this is a shameless teeny time. And Kevin and the Blackbird. And then there was St. Kevin and the Blackbird. The saint is kneeling, arms outstretched in his cell. But his cell is narrow. The one turned up palm is out of the window. Stiff as a crossbeam, when a blackbird lands in it, lays, and settles down to nest. Kevin feels the warm egg, the small breath, the tucked neat head and claws, and is finding himself linked to the network of eternal life, is moved to pity. Now he must remain with his hand branch-like out in the sun and rain for weeks, until the young are hatched, fledged, and flown. And seeing as the whole thing's imagined anyway, imagine being Kevin. How is he? Self-forgetful or in constant agony, out from his neck, down through his burning forearms. Are his hands asleep? Can he still feel his knees? Or has the shut-eyed blankness of under-earth crept up through him? Is there distance in his head? Alone, mirrored clear in love's deep river, to labor and not to seek reward, he prays. A prayer his body makes entirely. A prayer his body makes entirely. For he has forgotten self, forgotten bird, and on the river bank, forgotten the river's name. and Kevin and the blackbird. And then there was St. Kevin and the blackbird. The saint is kneeling, arms outstretched in his cell. But his cell is narrow. The one upturned palm is out of the window, stiff as a crossbeam. When a blackbird lands in it, lays, and settles down to nest. Kevin feels the warm eggs, the small breast, the tucked neat head and claws, and finding himself linked to the network of eternal life, is moved to pity. Now he must remain with his hand branch-like out in rain and sun for weeks till the young are hatched, fledged, and flown. And seeing as the whole thing is imagined anyway, imagine being Kevin. How is he? Self-forgetful or in constant agony from his neck out down his burning forearm? Are his hands asleep? Can he still feel his knees? Or has the shut-eyed blankness of under-earth risen up through him? Is there distance in his head? Alone, mirrored clear in love's deep river. To labor and not to seek reward, a prayer he prays, a prayer his body makes entirely. For he has forgotten self, forgotten bird, and on the bank of the river, forgotten the river's name.